Okay, so welcome to Midweek White Wine, and here I'm trying to show you some very interesting, very good quality wines at a ridiculous rock bottom price. And it's basically one of my new series called Is It Any Good? And I'm looking at wines under £8, probably under £7, just to see if you can rustle up a quick, cheap bottle of wine, midweek, weekend if you want. But you know it's going to be pretty nice, and you can not only buy it with confidence, but you can share it with your friends and that, because you're not going to let the side down. So I've got a pretty special one, which I would say is definitely the best quality wine I've purchased this year for under £7. There's no doubt about that. So it's First Cape, South Africa, Special Cuvée, Bush Vine Chenin Blanc. Now, I think the label is really classic and classy. It's deep yellow and gold. And it was the Bush Vine that I went for. I thought that's probably going to be pretty nice. So with Chenin Blanc, out of the bottle, you've usually either got bright and white, or you've got a nice golden sort of buttercream toffee notes. And sometimes that's because it's reserve, or it might just be, you know, malolactic fermentation. But I was pretty confident that for what was on offer, and this was £6.39, that is unbelievably cheap today, 12.5%, flavours of soft white peach and ripe apples, fresh and juicy, try with creamy pasta dishes or seafood. Well, I've got salmon rice with green lentils today. Just something very simple and midweekish. It's something I prepare and it's in the fridge, and I can just pop it into a wok with some beaten up egg, and it makes a kind of egg fried rice. And it's nice. And it just wants a simple, nice glass of white wine. And if I can buy quality cheap, that's what I really like. So what I've got here is on the nose, it's got all the nice sort of meadow flower, quite slightly exotic fruit salad that I only really get with quite a special Chenin Blanc. It's one of those wines that doesn't often tell you much on the nose, but it does smell a little bit like Viognier. So I'm going to suggest that if you are a Viognier fan, this one is well worth looking for, because you don't want to just get bogged down with one grape variety. If you can just edge out to the side ever so slightly, you know, when you go into the shop and the shelves are absolutely clear of Viognier, you know, you can go for something like this and you're going to get a good match to your taste, okay? This is very, very nice looks. It's kind of really difficult to describe, kind of golden lemon, so not a really bright lemon, but a sort of silvery gold color, but it's not like a deep color or an orange or brown or anything like that. And it's not a bright white, which, you know, Sauvignon could be. It's more like Chardonnay, I would say. Anyway, let's knock this around and see what it's like. I'm just going to swirl it around my mouth slowly about 3 times to see how it's going. Don't mouthwash wine. It's, you know, it's something that's taken a whole year to put together. Don't swish it, you know. So I'm getting loads of flavours all around my mouth, particularly in the sort of in between my cheeks before the roof of my mouth. I'm getting quite a tart but very, very pleasant gooseberry, this soft white peach, of course, and there's some almond blossom in there, and a tiny little suggestion of white pepper. It's not really a zesty wine like Sauvignon Blanc can be. It's much more subdued, more like a Chardonnay. But I would honestly say, you know, the closest match to this is Viognier. Nice southern French Viognier. So this is the wine that South Africa do best of all in a white, and that's Chenin Blanc. You can get reserves, but this was a Bush Vine. And it really is superb. I mean, it's sort of midway between a bright wine and a creamy wine. And it is perfect. It's exactly what you want for sort of midweek chicken or fish, you know. It would go really well just with something like crumble and ice cream. It would be gorgeous with that. I have to say, you're not going to find a better wine than this on the cheapy labels. I mean, this is stunning. It looks good. It tastes like about an £11 wine. It's tremendously good value, and it's going to leave you feeling happy and pleased, which is what I'd love to have in a white wine. You know, I don't want to think, oh, I wish I'd opened something else. This is superb. So this was £6.39 from Waitrose, South Africa's First Cape, Bushvine Chenin Blanc, and it's 2022. But with these sort of wines, it just does not matter what vintage, just get the next vintage, you know. Western Cape, 12.5%. And it's from a company called firstcape.com. It's just unbelievable, the quality packed into that bottle, and it looks so nice. I think this is, you know, it's got to be my top shop recommendation for a white wine this year. I'm not going to find another one that beats this one. It's super rocking there on, you know, 4.8 out of 5 stars. Brilliant. So get yourself over there and grab a bottle or two. You won't be disappointed, I'm sure. You might say it's a little tiny bit subtle. It hasn't got sort of punchy, really tart notes. But I would say, yeah, but it's really well balanced. And you've got a lot of fruit, some florals, some herbs. And, you know, there's a bit of minerality as well. It's just got everything. See what you think, anyway. Cheers.